it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are into hour number two. 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock in Pango Pango. Crisello, I think that joke's run its course.
No. By the way, someone in the chat after we were talking about, I said it was Pago Pago.
Right.
There are people who are familiar with Pango Pango, and it is Pango Pango.
Okay. So
the, a G and an A.
It's P-A-G-O, but
yeah, there's an
okay.
N.
All right, so Pango Pango is correct.
It's taken us 2 days, but we got it.
Yeah, all right, so that joke's run its course, but it is 6 hours earlier or later there, one or the other.
It's tomorrow
sure.
There.
It's tomorrow. Okay, thanks,
No,
Greg.
No, it's not only 6 hours. It's like 18 hours or 12 okay. hours or whatever.
All right.
Can't be 12 hours. It's like 15 hours, Chris.
All right. Anytime I get you involved with a math situation, it's not good. The Reds have a lineup for tonight's game. The Padres do not yet. We'll pass it along as we get it for you. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. And we're here ahead of Padres baseball against the Reds. Sam Levitt's pregame show, 5:40 this afternoon. The ball game at 6:40. And I wonder... Michael King's returning to the mound tonight. I just wondered, they have a lot of televisions down in the clubhouse, and I would imagine Scraby, without spending a lot of clubhouse time myself, I would imagine one of those TVs is always tuned to the MLB Network. Actually, I just would think that that's got probably automatically on somewhere.
I actually kind of sort of have an answer for this.
Okay.
Because I was down there a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And... interestingly enough, they had a video that they were showing a pitcher's pickoff move, so everybody could watch the pickoff move.
Okay, so they have...
But,
so you're telling me they're like a scouting-type thing.
Yes.
Right, they have that.
But they did have MLB Network.
Okay.
And so then they had some other sports on.
And some other games and things like that. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because we have MLB Network on in our studio here, and as we speak, you and I... there is one of the MLB Network guys, Dan Plesac, who's a former pitcher in the big leagues, mostly with Milwaukee, if I recall, left-handed reliever mostly. But he's one of the regular guys there on MLB Network. And he, just moments ago, was breaking down footage of Michael King, of all people.
Yeah.
And they showed King giving up a home run, and they showed King giving up another home run, and then they showed King talking it over with Ruben Niebla, and then we don't have the sound up, but then Dan Plesac got up on the little mound that they have there in the studio and seemed to be passing along some advice to Michael King as to, like, here's what I'm seeing that he needs to work on.
Yeah, he doesn't have any tape from... that you can actually watch since May.
Right. So I just wondered, like, is Michael King sitting in the clubhouse laughing at this? Or does he even... I'm sure he doesn't care necessarily, but if he happened to be there looking up, seeing himself giving up a couple of home runs, and then seeing some guy come on the screen and go, here's what Michael King needs to do, and you're Michael King. Do you pay attention to it? Do you listen to it at all? Do you laugh?
No, you don't listen to it at all.
You don't even watch it? You wouldn't watch it? Okay.
I think Michael King seems
like a guy...
I mean, who
knows? Maybe Dan Plesac has a little tidbit of information.
Michael King seems like a guy who has a good sense of humor, so I think maybe he would be like, hey, turn this up. Let me see what this guy said.
Yeah, sure. Let me turn this up. I want to see that home run I gave up to Aaron Judge again. Yeah. I don't know. It's just interesting. I watch this stuff on the MLB Network, and then I think about what they're thinking, when they're watching it in a Padre clubhouse. So... and then most likely Michael King didn't even know that just happened on the MLB Network.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody will tell him about it.
It would be weird, because what would you do?
I think I'd be curious.
Me too.
I mean, I'm an idiot. I go on the Twitter thing every day and find out what people are saying. Even though I know I don't want to hear what they have to say, I still go on there. So
I'm with you. I would take a listen to what they were saying about me.
I'm dumb. So we'll see.
That would be really hard if I was a pro athlete and not being able to look at things and listen to things.
I think another thing that would be difficult would be in Dan Plesac's shoes, because he has to go on there. And he obviously wants to, you know, be assertive in what he says. But he's not Ruben Niebla,
yeah,
who knows every working detail, right? But he's also on TV telling Michael King what to do.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a certain part of that goes into it.
It's definitely strange.
So he's got to be not be careful necessarily what he says, but I think he has to at least be able to support what he's saying.
Yep.
So that Michael King can't say, man, what are you talking about? Type
well,
of thing.
I think I'd rather. I guess I'd rather hear it from a guy who did the job.
Played in the league. Yeah. No, it's
instead
it's,
of like Brian Kenny breaking down spin rates like he did with Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
Look at this spin rate. It's in the regular season. It's way lower than what he did in the playoffs his adrenaline was pumping.
I'll never give Brian Kenny the time of day again. And I understand.
I can't wait for the day.
I understand
see
why
him.
Tony, you know, did the interview with him, but don't like that guy.
I cannot wait for the day that we're walking down at Petco Park and he's there, and I'll be like, "Go say hi, Chris."
Brian Kenny. He walked by us one time. We were doing the broadcast live and at the general manager meetings. I remember he walked right by.
I don't remember that.
Don't you remember I went over and gave him a four-on shiv and sent him into the wall?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
I remember Bruce Bochy having trouble
in
getting
in my mind, security. That's what I did to Brian Kenny, but I didn't actually follow through with it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got in the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Jeffrey on the chat says something about the Michael King thing that I may think makes a lot of sense. But the guys breaking it down on TV are just breaking it down for us lowly fans, not for the player themselves, which I know that you know.
No, I know. Well, they are breaking it down, quote, for the lowly fans, but that doesn't mean that Michael King won't hear what he said.
True, true.
So he needs to, whatever he's saying, he has to make some sense to Michael King, or he's going to lose all that credibility.
Yeah, and the next time that guy wants an interview with Michael King, Michael King's like, no, he doesn't. He didn't take the time to look at my tape, so I'm not going to take the time for them. But I agree that most of the breakdowns are for people like me.
Yes.
Tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for Odyssey's annual I'm Listening program, which aims to spread awareness about mental health. Talk saves lives. I'm Listening features some of the biggest names in sports and music. For more information, visit imlistening.org. Now, to our bets. Padres minus 1.5 on the run line last night against the Reds. We both chose Padres. I should have gone with my heart.
Don't ever go with your heart. Keep betting Padres.
My brain, I should
say.
Even
though they won.
Yeah, they won, but they didn't win the bet.
Win's a win. We don't care.
In standings, but not in my pocketbook.
All right.
Over, under 7.5 total runs in the game. You went under, I went over. They had 7, so you win that one.
I almost hit the Scorigami prediction last night. I predicted 4-2, 4-3.
Oh, yeah.
Close.
Yeah, I said 5-3. So.
All right.
Dodgers-Rockies over, under 9 runs total in their game. We both went under, and we were both correct. It was only 4 runs, 3-1. Shohei Ohtani over, under 3.5 total bases in the game. You went under, I went over. He only had a double, so that was 2 bases. Who had more strikeouts, Yu Darvish or Nick Lodolo? We both chose Lodolo. We were very wrong. Yu Darvish had a 1 strikeout spread, too. So 7-1, 6. Lodolo, 2.
I thought that was a gimme.
Me too.
That Lodolo would have more strikeouts.
Me
just
too.
Shows what we know. But, you know, Darvish, I thought, pitched well last night. Again, it wasn't shutout baseball, but it was enough to keep his team in the game. And secondly, if I was covering the Reds, or I was doing my show there somewhere in Louisville today or whatever, I'd be like, why
did Cincinnati, you mean?
Well, it's next to Cincinnati. That's why I said. But why would they? Why did they take Lodolo out?
I have no
idea. What
were
they thinking?
Well, he is coming off injury.
Now that might be it. Okay.
But he didn't come off like major injury because from what I looked at his game log, it looked like
I was
like
so
one
happy
stint.
He was out of the game.
Me too. I was surprised.
Like, our old friend Scott Barlow, former Padre, came in and served him up. But
yeah.
That's what we needed.
And then, like, At the end of the game, Emilio Pagan closing.
And then Nick Martinez. We had a lot of former guys out there.
Yeah, but the whole Emilio Pagan thing really angers me because he didn't, I was going to say, did nothing but give up game-ending home runs.
And I was watching, you know, with him and with Tony and Don goes, you know, when he was here, he gave up a lot of home runs. He was trying to maybe talk us into one there. It didn't happen.
Apparently, Don and Tony said that Lodolo was coming back from an illness.
Good. So. Well, that helped. That helped.
All right, last night's Monday Night Football game, Minnesota, -1.5 over the Bears. You picked the Vikings. I picked the Bears. Mine was good until about the fourth quarter. Because the Vikings won 27, was it 27-24?
That was the final.
Yes. Then we had, who had more receiving yards, Justin Jefferson or Rome Odunze? Justin Jefferson also had a 30-yard advantage or spread. We both picked Odunze. Justin Jefferson had 44 minus that 30, so he had 14 yards versus Odunze's 37. So we got that one right.
That one. It's not a big night for Jefferson. It was a terrible night for the Vikings until you looked up and they won the game.
I mean, Jefferson bailed out fantasy players with a touchdown, but that's
not
what you drafted
for. He was 0 yards for a long time in that game. That's why I
don't
see fantasy people freaking out for a while.
So I don't understand why he re-signed with them, because they've always had a weird quarterback. Situation. JJ McCarthy over under 219.5 passing yards. You went under, I went over. He was under 143.
I was 6-2.
Nice.
You were 2-6.
Okay.
So good day for me. Cubs put Kyle Tucker on the injury list today. Calf strain. The other note in baseball, Bo Bichette.
Mm-hmm.
Injury list as well. 10 days. Sprained left knee. So those are two pretty big injuries for two playoff teams. Of course, yesterday was Trey Turner. It went down for the Phillies. So, you know, I don't root for anybody to get hurt, but the more really good players that want to go on the injured list for a while,
fine with me.
Not going to hurt my feelings at this point.
Padres have officially activated Michael King. They optioned Alec Jacob just a minute ago.
Ooh, good thing they did that.
Yeah?
Otherwise, I wonder, this is nonsense. What if somebody, whoever job it was in the front office to send that document in, forgot? And then it was like 7 o'clock tonight or 6:40 tonight. Michael King's running out to the mound and somebody calls down to the dugout. Schilte?
We never yes? activated him.
We kind of forgot to activate him. You're going to have to start Alec Jacob.
Can you imagine if I was in charge of that?
No, we would not put you in charge of that.
That's something I need to ask AJ Preller if I ever get a chance to talk to him. Like, how do you do that? Because I assume it's an online thing. Like,
somebody's got to send it in.
Like,
right?
MLB has a website. You go on there and you make your transactions through that website.
I would think so. Somebody's got to send it in somewhere, and it has to be, documented and whatever. Acknowledged by the league.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can't just say it out loud. Hey, we're going to activate Michael King. You actually have to do
that. Or
do
you think AJ Preller has a piece of paper, he rips it off, he gives it to someone, and they run like crazy like you did that one time with the photos when you did your Super Bowl job? Chris was like a film runner.
Film runner, yes. They would hand the film, and you had to run it out to the truck, and then they would... They would develop the film. No, I don't think the days of Pheidippides are long past.
Pheidippides?
Yeah.
Is that what they were called?
You don't know who Pheidippides is, do you?
Is he an astronomer again?
Pheidippides is part of the lore of the world. Look it up in the break, and if you don't have time to look it up, I'll tell you when we get back.
We don't need to.
And we will I'll give you the Pheidippides rundown when we return after some traffic and also some picks for tonight's game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwen and Chris returns, and that sound means tonight's lineup is out. I want to warn everybody before Scraby reads you the lineup. Chrisello here, Scraby there, Tony back with us for our Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Champ is here!
Yeah, you are the champ right now.
It feels amazing.
till further notice. We'll see what happens today. That's in 10 minutes. But before that, yes, lineup is out. I just want to warn everybody, this may be the lineup you want to hear, but the last time they went with this lineup, they got shut out by Kyle Freeland, I think. So let's see what happens tonight. What do you got?
Batting first, playing right field, Fernando Tatis Jr. Batting second, playing first base, Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah.
Manny Machado batting third, playing third, Gavin Sheets DHing in the cleanup spot, Ramon Laureano at the fifth spot. I like him there because he's filling the void for Xander Bogaerts.
I like wherever he is at the moment.
Yeah, that is true, too. Jackson Merrill batting sixth, playing center field. Jose Iglesias, shortstop, batting seventh. Jake Cronenworth, second base, batting eighth. Freddie Fermin, catching, batting ninth for Michael King.
Yep, that means no Luis Arraez. And honestly, the way Gavin Sheets is hitting right now, he has to be in.
Yes.
You can't sit Ryan O'Hearn out against a righty. So the only way Arraez could get in now would be to have Cronenworth play short and have Iglesias on the bench and have Arraez play second. But as I said the other day, I don't think they want to do that maybe more than one or two more times because it does significantly weaken you up the middle defensively, and that's a big deal.
Yes.
And tonight you've got Michael King, and you want all the plays made behind him. So I totally get it. Arraez, not in there. And, you know, like I said, last time he wasn't in there, it didn't work out too well. But I know a lot of people wanted him on the bench, and you got it. Tonight, at least.
Well, who would you rather? I know we got things to do. We got Philippides to talk about. We got Daily Gambit.
Philippides is the guy. Philippides is the guy who inspired the marathon, the race, the marathon. The story goes that in ancient Greek times, he was said to have run 26 miles from the city of Marathon to Athens to deliver news of the victory of a big war at the time, which was called the Battle of Marathon. So he ran 26 miles. They basically around that ended up putting the race, the marathon, together, and that's why the marathon is 26 miles. Because the marathon, city of Marathon, is 26 miles from Athens, and that's how far Pheidippides apparently ran.
What happened to the point two, Pheidippides?
Do you know the story of the point two? There is
not
a story.
I didn't know there was a story.
There is. Sorry that you, now you're sorry you asked, aren't you? It was 26 miles for the first Olympics in 1896 in Athens. The second Olympics, or the whatever, was in 1904 in London, I think it was. And they laid out the course for 26 miles, and the finish line came up 0.2 miles short of where the king's box was.
So they had to...
They extended the race 0.2 miles so that the king could see the finish.
And that just became standard?
And that became the distance. Yeah.
What? All because of a king?
Because of a king. Now, again, these are stories of things that happened even slightly before I was born. Pheidippides ran from Marathon to Athens sometime between 530 and 490 BC. So even I wasn't there for that to confirm it.
You were just missed it.
All right.
Jocelyn says, too bad Marathon wasn't 0.75 miles away.
It would have been a little easier race.
Yes.
Well said, Jocelyn. All right, here are our picks for tonight. We got Reds, Padres, 7.5 runs. I'll go first. So they go over tonight. A little more scoring tonight. With the right-hander, Littell. Look for the three-run homer to be the biggie tonight. The rare three-run homer for the Padres. That's what they need.
You said over, under what?
I said over. 7.5.
7.5, okay. I'm going to go over two.
Michael King, over under 4 2/3 innings pitched.
Oh, man.
So he's got to get 5 to win. Your call.
Under. I'm just going to go under because of
pitch
count.
I hate to say you got to go under, too. Yeah. If he gets 5 innings, man, that would be fantastic.
He's incredibly efficient.
I hope he's able to do it, but yeah, 4 sounds better to me. And I think that's one of those ones where we have a little more knowledge to make that wager.
Yes,
so I think somebody in Philadelphia or something goes, oh, 5 innings, Michael King, come on.
Oh, it's easy.
Right. Dodgers 1.5 over the Rockies. I've already told you, the Rockies, not only do they not win in L.A., they don't even score Like last night, barely, they got one hit. So I'll take the Dodgers. I hate to do it, but.
Yeah, me too.
Seems like a gimme. One more thing in the Padre Red game. Sorry. Manny versus TJ Friedl. Runs, hits, plus RBIs. Now, here's the thing with TJ Friedl. He hit a homer to lead off last night. Can we stop doing that?
I know.
Was it the third time in the last, what, four home games?
It's crazy.
That it's been one to nothing before anything happened.
I know. I was driving home and I just...
God!
If I could have stopped the car, I would have. But I
know.
I was just like, really?
Stop
again?
Stop doing
you?
That! I might have to call for the intentional walk tonight to TJ Friedl just to keep it from being a leadoff home run.
It's also very annoying to me that the visiting team seems like they can hit home runs, and the Padres seem like they can't. It just drives me nuts.
I know. Well, the Padres are way down there on the home run list this year. So who
so
do you have
more?
Here? Manny runs plus hits plus RBIs. Manny is in a bit of a slump,
yeah.
Despite his two-run homer the other day. Friedl or Manny?
I'm going to have to go with Manny. I can't put my bet on Friedl.
TJ Friedl, I believe he went to Nevada.
Let's see.
Baseball player, Wolfpack guy. You know what? I hope this gets back to him and it lights a fire. I'm taking Friedl.
You're going to take
over
Friedl.
Manny.
You're going to
hopefully
take
Manny.
Friedl.
Yeah, I want Manny to fire up a little bit and do something about
actually,
it.
Actually, Friedl's not been too bad this year. Although,
no, he's a good player. He's
although
a good player.
He's only hit 12 home runs and one of them was yesterday.
Yeah, but I mean, it's runs plus hits plus RBI, so he could, you know, score a couple runs.
He did. He went to Nevada, Reno.
Yeah. Speaking of Nevada, WNBA tonight, Las Vegas, a huge favorite over Angel Reese's Chicago team.
She got suspended.
By her own team.
Yep, by her own team. Conduct detrimental to the team.
I'm not a fan of that suspension in general, but at some point, and please don't make this about anything more than what I'm saying. At some point, Angel Reese has to start being accountable for the things she says. I'm sorry. You just do, no matter who you are. Whether you're trying to, you know, get clicks or not. And you can't sit there, at least in the world I live in, and say, you know, my teammates just aren't good enough.
It's
just not something you can say.
She's really good at the social media stuff. She's really good at getting out there. I wonder if, like... Because people do this now. They're pitting social media against the team. So when she says it, other fans are going to be like, yeah, I need to help her out. I need to tell this team to start signing some players.
Yeah. What she said might be right. Can't go to the media with it. Her other players are right beside her every day at practice working their butts off.
Yes.
And if you say that, they can't help but be upset by that. So she was suspended. Las Vegas has won 14 games in a row.
Oh, jeez.
That's why they're favored by 17 big ones. I'll take them. Las Vegas. Keep it the good times rolling. They're at home.
I'll go.
17 points, though.
Yeah, the Sky are terrible.
Yeah, they are. And no Angel Reese. They're even worse.
I don't even think they've won double-digit games this year.
Just got to 10.
Okay. I'll go with Aces.
Minnesota -2 at Indiana. We haven't talked about this, but Caitlin Clark done for the year. I mean, her whole second season was just a complete unfortunate injury disaster. Comparable to Michael Jordan, who had a disaster injury-filled second season. So maybe
Jackson
it
Merrill
all turned
could
out,
be putting that a little bit.
Not that bad. I mean, she's missing me almost all this season, just as Jordan did back in the day.
And you want to know how I know she is the WNBA? Every single sports app, news app I had popped up on my phone with she's out for the season.
Yeah.
And no one else gets that treatment.
No. Minnesota's got the best record in the league. They're -2 on the road.
Here. I'm going to go with them.
I think they're the pick for sure. And one last one. Asia Wilson for Las Vegas, -6 versus Kelsey Plum of the Sparks. Kelsey's in a different game. Kelsey plays, Kelsey's playing Phoenix. Angel is playing Chicago.
Asia, you mean?
Asia Wilson. I said Angel, yeah. I'm going to go Asia Wilson here with no Angel Reese in there.
Me too.
She has a huge game.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, we got the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Either Scraby stays the champ for another week.
Champ is here.
Or his reign is about to end. Come back and find out. 336. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and the defending champion of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, one Matt Scraby, puts his title on the line here in a moment. If you love Mediterranean food, Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado. It's in La Jolla. It's at Petco Park if you're going to the game tonight. For dining, takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. You ready to put the belt up for grabs?
Travis here.
All right. Here we go. We got traffic first, and then you guys will get going.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show!
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And hi, hey, and how are you? And welcome to my Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Chris here, the host of the show. Regular Tuesday feature, but something not regular this week. Scraby is the defending champion.
I'm going to be humble about this.
We'll see how long that lasts.
He did win. Usually doesn't last long.
No, it doesn't. He won a thriller last week. If you missed it, go back and actually listen to last week's Fantabulous. It was worth your time.
There's a GIF out there of me celebrating.
Scraby pulled it up. Was that the one with a...
Yeah,
he was pretty fired
Someone mentioned, was yelling at me, apparently, through their car radio that on an answer I should have definitely, I should have got at the end.
Definitely part of this game. All right, so we're going to roll through this one today. There are 26 correct answers, which is more than normal, but I think you guys will get them pretty quick. So let's get started. It'll take 14 to win. Or it'll take three strikeouts to lose. And today's category, very simple. 1 week of the NFL season is in. 26 different players scored 20 or more fantasy points in week one.
Mm.
26 players scored 20 or more fantasy points in week one. And this is the regular, I don't know, you know, for lack of, you know, better ESPN scoring system that pretty much everybody does. If you don't do that scoring system, then you'll just have to kind of play along here. But I think most of us use this. So there we go. 26 guys. There are half of them are quarterbacks.
Mm.
Let's give you a little idea. 13 quarterbacks, 13 other players. And Tony, you are not the defending champ, so you have the opportunity to go first this week.
I am not. But give me Patty Mahomeboy.
Patty Mahomeboy starts it off. 26.02 points last week for Mahomes in the loss to the Chargers. That is correct. Mahomes was one of them. All right, Scrape, you're up. Feeling good? Feeling, you know, confident probably? More confident than usual?
Yeah, because, you know, I scored 159 points in my other league, so I'll just name my team, okay?
Here we go.
There goes the humble.
Yeah, that ended
it lasted like 45 seconds.
As I got done saying it, I was like, that was not humble. I'm going to go with Mahomes' counterpart Friday night, Justin Herbert.
Herbert had just a little bit more, 27.9. That is correct. So we're tied at one. Underway, 26 correct answers, 24 left. Tony.
I'll go with my other fantasy quarterback.
You have two.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams got it last night, 24.2. That is correct. Tony is happy about that because I know Tony is a big Caleb Williams fan, and I think most of Chicago was until about the last 4 minutes of the game yesterday. And yeah, it all got away
a little.
From
it got a little hairy on him there.
Yes, it did. But Caleb is correct, so you take a 2-1 lead, Scraby.
Well, I'll go back to the well, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, right near the top of the list, 29.3. That is correct. So Scraby 2, Tony 2. You guys have named all quarterbacks so far. So there are 9 quarterbacks left and 13 other players, 22 correct total. 20 or more fantasy points in week one. Tony.
How about my keeper this year, Mr. Garrett Wilson?
Keeper for Tony was Garrett Wilson. He had 22.5 points. That is correct. The Jets showed a little offense the other day. They didn't do them get him a win, but it might bode well for them moving forward. 3-2, Tony leads.
I'll go with Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers, number one wide receiver in week one. Member of my team, probably jinxed him off that, but for 1 week he was great. 28.1 points, led all wide receivers in that category. So we're tied at 3, and away we go. With 20 correct answers left, moving along nicely here.
Baker. Baker had a nice one.
Mayfield, he had 22.58, enough to get her done, get over the 20.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Baker Mayfield is, it's an interesting career, right? I mean, he started out making commercials before he ever did anything, and then we got tired and sick of him, but I think we kind of forgot about him, and now he's really good again.
I think the Browns threw him away, and that's why.
He probably, and this is a good example of, it's about who drafts you in the system. Maybe he would have been better served not going number one, and he has a more... linear career versus kind of the up and down he had.
Yep, it's working out for him now. Because I remember when the Rams picked him up and he was like fourth string, and it was like you didn't even think he was in the league.
He played a game
and then he played like a Monday night
any
game.
Any knowledge of the playbook.
Yeah.
And did pretty well, if I recall.
He did, yeah. So anyway, 4-3, Tony. Scraby looking to tie again.
All right, so let me go with the other quarterback of Sunday night, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen led all fantasy scores with 38.7 points. That is correct.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's a normal evening for him.
Yeah, it kind of is.
You kind of wonder what he would do if he had, like, I don't know, say an Andre Reed or something like that on his roster. I mean, he doesn't even have, wide receivers that are...
Khalil Shakir, man.
All right, fine. 4-4, Tyreek Hill would, the Dolphins ship him there.
Anyway. In their own division just to get beat up by their player?
The Dolphins are not smart. This makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, they could do that. Yeah. Right.
4-4, Tony up here with 18 to go.
How about Scraby's running back? Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he did it. He got 23.2 in week one, and he got through it healthy.
He had more receiving yards than Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown combined.
Almost everybody had more receiving yards than those two combined. They did not show up in week one. 5-4, Tony leads. Scraby for the tie.
I'm going to go with Garrett Wilson's old quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He threw 4 touchdown passes.
He should have made it if he had that many, and he had 25.6 points. Oh, that is correct,
he did
Rodgers.
Have that many. What are you trying to tell
I'm
me?
Scared.
They took one away?
Nope. Maybe it's time that we stop giving quarterbacks a TD pass, though, for that half-yard flip forward. What do you think of that? Because if the quarterback reaches out and hands the guy the ball,
it's a handoff.
It's a running touchdown.
I'm fine with that.
But if you go, boop, you get a touchdown pass, and it's the same thing, really.
But the quarterback has to make that little sound, too.
Yeah, he's got to do
boop, boop. Oh, that was a handoff. That's not pass.
He didn't go boop. We're tied at 5. We have 16 correct answers. You guys are rolling right through these. There are, you name 7 of the 13 quarterbacks. You've named 3 of the other players so far.
What are the 3? Is there?
You've named one running back and two wide receivers so far.
I think Scraby might have said it then. I'm going to go with, what's my guy's name? Puka Nacua?
Puka Nacua? That'll be good enough. He had 23.1. I will say that he's a tough sucker because he got hit on one
play. He got his bell rung.
And the helmet turned and he was bleeding out of his eye. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
And then he was back in there 2 minutes later. I'm like, wow, okay. Mm. Tony leads here 6-5. Scraby for the tie again. No strikes. Guys are rolling
I'm
through.
I'm going to keep going with the home runs. Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry way on top, 30.2. There were 2... 30-point scores. You guys have now named them Josh Allen and Derrick Henry. And we are tied at 6-6. 12 correct answers have been given. 14 remain. Tony, keep it rolling here. No strikes.
I feel like I think Jaden Daniels barely got over the hump there.
Jaden Daniels barely did get over the hump. 20.1. Just enough. kind of a quiet game for him, but enough to get on this list and give Tony a 7-6 lead. There are 7 quarterbacks taken, 6 left on quarterbacks.
All right, you said Jane Daniels. This guy's close. Debo? Samuel?
Did Debo make it?
He
22.6. He did.
Ooh,
Debo made it.
Got on there.
Touchdown. Yeah. Debo Samuels. You know, Scraby is, by the way, not even so secretly rooting against him every single game, because he knows that every time Debo does something, it's painful for the team.
You know, just let him go.
I
watched Debo from the 49ers on the Commanders, but he's only played one game. Wait till he plays like 5 and he's
hurt. I'm just saying, you're waiting for that. 7-7. We got 12 left. Tony, no strikes yet. I'm expecting we're getting closer to the line of demarcation here, but not yet. Tony.
How about Bijan?
Bijan did it.
Man.
25.9. He was the second leading running back. Although
Bijan.
Yeah, this is all fantasy because he only rushed for 24 yards in the game. But
wow,
he got a lot of catches and a lot of yards that way. So Tony takes an 8-7 lead, 11 to go. Still no strikes. You guys are rolling through this. Scraby.
I'm going to go back to the Chargers.
Fantasy points over 20. Who you got?
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, that would be one you'd save for the end, I think, but you went ahead and said him now. 24.9.
I wasn't even sure.
He caught 2 touchdowns in
that
game.
That's what I thought.
From Justin Herbert.
I was watching Banana Ball, Chris, so I wasn't locked in on that game.
Fair enough. Scraby, 8. Tony, 8. 16 down. Now we're down to the final 10. So it's getting a little tighter. Not yet, though. No strikes. And Tony, back your turn. A fantasy player, 20 or more fantasy points in week 1.
Oh, man. My man for Cal. What's his name? Wait. Javonte Williams.
Dang it.
Wow. Tony pulls that out. Yes,
that's
the running back
one
for the Cowboys had 2 touchdowns, 20.4 points. Just made it. But made it indeed. And so we have Tony back on top. We have 9-8. 9 correct answers. When are you guys going to start hitting the wall? Not yet.
Come on, Scrape.
Scrape's got 2 here for a fumble. What do you got?
I'm going to go with your guy that you love.
Touted.
Emeka Egbuka.
That's no good. You didn't pronounce it right. That's a strike.
That's not true. How do you pronounce his name?
Egbuka.
Egbuka. Okay.
Egbuka. Just like it looks, actually.
I wanted to call him Emeka Okafor, but that's
Egbuka for the Bucks at 23.6. All right, so now we are, 9-9. There are 8 correct answers left. I'm going to reset for you. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks left.
Wow.
There is 1 running back left, and that should leave should leave 3 wide receivers. I see 2. Oh, no, that's right. 5, 1, and 2. 8 total correct answers. 5 quarterbacks, 1 running back, 2 wide receivers. And it is Tony's turn. Tied at 9, no strikes yet.
Fields.
Justin Fields, way up there.
Yes,
number
really?
2 quarterback of the week. Yeah, 29.5.
Number 2.
Yeah, he was right behind Josh Allen. Big week for Justin Fields. All right, 7 left. Still no strikes. Tony leads 10-9. Scraby, what you got? 4 quarterbacks left, 1 running back, 2 wide receivers who are over the 20-point threshold.
I'm going to go with...
In week 1.
Johnny Unitas reincarnated Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that shouldn't count. You should get minus 20 points for playing against the Dolphins. Jones had 29.4.
I'm telling you, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I've been saying this for years.
You wait and see what he does against when somebody's actually covering
someone.
I've been
saying this for years.
Okay, well, you can have him. Pick him up. He's available in our league.
I already got Lamar. I don't need him.
Pick him up. All right, we are tied at 10. And no strikes. Fantabulous Sports
this
Game
is...
Show. Coming down to the wire with 3 correct answers for both of you left, actually. 6 total correct left.
This one is very on brand right here. We haven't mentioned him, and he's a Super Bowl champ. Mr. Hurts.
Jalen Hurts got it, 24.3. Tony takes the lead.
Forgot about that game.
Yeah.
Tony takes the lead 11-10. I'm going to call it right now. If you guys go 13-13, you're going to share the title. We have no tiebreaker. I'm giving it to you. If you guys don't miss one, I'm giving it to you. But right now, it's still up for grabs. 11-10, five left, Scraby. Two quarterbacks, one running back, two receivers. Mm. Who you got? Mm-mm-mm. 20 points this week. In week one, can you do it?
Can you...
Yes.
I don't know. I'm getting to the end, guys.
Uh-oh. You got five guys left. Two
okay.
quarterbacks. One
okay.
running back. Two
one
wide
running
receivers.
Back, two wide receivers. I cannot... okay. Let me try for the running back.
Go for the running back.
I think the only... Brown?
Chase Brown is the first strike of the game. It didn't quite make it.
I know he had two touchdowns, right?
He had one, and the Bengals didn't gain any yards.
That's
so
right.
It was not a Chase Brown day. So we have the first strike on the board. Chance for you to capitalize, Tony, with an 11-10 lead.
Given how many points were scored in this game, how about James Cook?
James Cook made it. 24.2 is correct. Bills running back. He did get there, and so Tony leads 12-10. There are four correct answers left. Scraby, two quarterbacks, two wide receivers are on the board. Got a strike against you.
I'm going to go with the wide receiver, Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers of the Raiders. Strike two.
I thought he had a good game.
He might have. He didn't get 20 points. It's still 12-10. Tony, closing in on this now. Four correct answers left, Tony. What you got? Anything here? Two quarterbacks, two wide receivers.
He had an epic comeback last night. I'm going to have to try J.J. McCarthy.
Epic comeback. Did he get to the 20-point mark? He did. 22.2 for J.J. McCarthy.
I was trying to add up. I know he had 143 yards.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of yardage, but he made it.
But he had two touchdowns and an interception.
Well, Tony now leads 13-10. The only way you can win, Scraby, is by tying with the last three.
Oh, God.
What you got?
Have at it, buddy.
You got a one quarterback and two wide receivers to stay alive.
You know, this guy was
You're
feeling
on the doorstep
after Sunday, so I'll just say it. Threw for 4,200 yards last year, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, again, going to the well with
the Raiders.
Strike three. Geno did not make it. Scraby strikes out. The game is over. Tony Gwynn is back as Fantabulous Sports Game Show champion. Here are...
He just put the crown on his head. I hate that.
Well, let me just celebrate Scraby style for those on YouTube. It's the Tommy Boy, or it's a Chris Farley celebration.
Yeah. Here are that is brutal.
Here are the three you didn't name. Michael Penix of the Falcons. The two receivers, Keon Coleman of the Bills. I thought I gave that away when I said the Bills don't have any good receivers. And with exactly 20 points, Michael Pittman of the Colts is the last one.
I wasn't sure.
He's on one of my
Pittman.
Teams. I didn't even know that.
He had 20.0. All right, Tony's back on top. All is right with the world.
No, it's not.
And we have Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973 next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.